The Glove Project was a three-year project funded by the Australian Research Council and VicHealth to look at how local government community partnerships can most effectively prevent violence. We worked with four different partnerships that were interested in developing violence prevention policy but had not yet done so. One was Maribyrnong, an inner suburb of Melbourne. Second was Casey, an outer suburb of Melbourne. The third was Bendigo, a regional town, and the fourth was Loddon, a rural area. We helped them develop violence prevention policy and ways of monitoring and ways of evaluating, and then we worked on disseminating learnings across Victoria, across Australia and internationally.
And so what are the results that you've got in this final report? What's the executive summary?
Well, the bottom line is that local coalitions can work effectively. They do need help from the state government and from the Commonwealth government in terms of sharing ideas, in terms of working some sort of policy framework to work in. Part of the issue with this project is that the old state government policy got phased out in the first year of the project, 2006, and there's a new state government policy, but it's only coming in at the end of this year. We feel that the work that we've done has helped influence the policy that's being developed by the state government on prevention of violence against women. During the 3 years we were working on the project, there were lots of exciting things happening in a number of local governments, but on the whole, they weren't tied in with any kind of state policy in violence prevention, which is a shame because the state government stated that prevention of violence and fear of violence was one of its 11 top priorities when it came in 1999-2000. Yeah, I mean, fear of violence is a constant, and the way in which it gets expressed sort of changes over time. So there's been concerns over the 3 years of the 3 years of the project over increases in assaults, recorded assaults to the police, which actually was a success story. It's not understood as a success story, but it was more people reporting intimate partner violence, wife assault, to the police, and it was because the police were responding more effectively in partnership with community groups. So that was a good news story, but of course what hits the headlines is increased assaults. Then there was another rush of coverage around violence in late night venues, around licensed premises, and then there has most recently been another fluster of concern about attacks, quite possibly racist attacks on international students, particularly Indian students. All of those are part of the problem. It has to do with reducing violence in our society, and the thing that all governments have to do is take a long-term integrated approach to preventing violence, because as far as I'm concerned and as far as other researchers are concerned, all of those issues are linked. When local governments do it right, it seems really self-evident, but it's sort of hard to get started. Doing it right means creating a partnership between community agencies, all of the branches of local government, everything from strategic planning to public health to recreation and youth officers, and police and sometimes state agencies like the Office of Housing. If they all work together, if they all share information, if they work on projects together, the results can be really exciting. In the city of Maribyrnong, for instance, there was a really successful white ribbon campaign that got everyone from local councillors to male leaders, sports leaders, for instance, talking about the need for men to prevent violence. There was also a really effective improvement in some of the parks and recreation centers. There was already some money to improve them, and then there were audits done with community members, safety audits they're called, to look at how to make those recreation centers and parks most accessible and safer for the people that are using them, and that hopefully in turn will increase the use and the enjoyment of those parks and recreation centers for all the members of the community. There was also a lot of really effective work done in just linking together a bunch of groups. Maribyrnong has a high proportion of new migrants, and linking together, for instance, English as a second language groups and new migrant groups with some of the established health services in order to effectively coordinate violence prevention and services to new migrants. The fourth thing that I want to point out about Maribyrnong that I found really exciting is work with schools and youth recreation officers. And again, getting that message of respectful relationships and also alternatives to violence in the schools is terribly important, getting kids when they're young, and that means both primary and secondary schools, probably also maternal and child health nurses, starting that early. So Maripyrnong showed really effective whole of government approach. We talk a lot about whole of government, but what does it really mean and how does it work and how do you evaluate it? So Maripyrnong was definitely a success story. There were also successes in two of the other four sites. In Bendigo, again, there was some really effective work in the whole community, everything from the legal services to some of the politicians around, again, the White Ribbon Campaign, and also some really good work with sports clubs. And in Casey, there was some really interesting, there was a really interesting project with faith leaders, because Casey doesn't have that many services. It has lots of people, but the services are a little lagging in setting up. And quite often people go to faith leaders for advice about issues in relationships or issues perhaps about safety in the streets, but especially around family violence, and making sure that those faith leaders are appropriately trained and also appropriately hooked into services that they can give the right advice is terribly important. So really, it's not rocket science. It's about people talking to one another, perhaps for the first time, and working effectively together so that it's not a matter of tremendous new resources. It's a matter of using the resources that are there most effectively. Well, there's two levels. There's one level where you're trying to get local governments and community organizations to share information both within that locality and across localities, and that's really where state government policy would help in information sharing between these local initiatives. Then there's another level, which is just getting state government and federal government to talk together about what kind of supportive policy they can create. And we had a really good advisory committee that consisted of folks from the Victorian Health Promotion Foundation, the Victorian Local Governance Association, the Department of Planning and Community Development, which has been responsible for developing the new policy, Victoria Police, and they were really great at sharing information and at talking about what good practice would mean. So I think that at the end of this project, we're going to have much stronger policy because of this project. And that's really exciting to me as a researcher, because I don't want to do research in some sort of vacuum where it doesn't have an impact on everyday lives. So I have a real sense of satisfaction at the completion of the project that we made a difference and that there's going to be better policy coming out of it.